T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and today's going to be an awesome show. We got a great lineup for you guys. We're going to be talking about medications that people are getting on chronically, and they're being told they need to stay on them for the rest of their life, and it's just not true. And so we're going to be discussing a few different categories of medications that are really taking down our population and our health. We're also going to be sending out an awesome healthy smoothie recipe today, so be on the lookout for that. And then we'll be talking about some testimonies from patients who have just seen some true healing of reducing, removing symptoms, sickness, and disease, getting off medications, canceling surgeries. And so if you've never heard our show before, our show is all about transforming the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. I mean, our goal is to get you to live to your God-given potential without drugs and without surgery and without unnecessary pills, potions, and lotions that we're applying to our health to try to achieve this thing called healing, but we're missing the mark completely. And so although we have a radio show, we're also here locally to serve you guys. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight, next to the Starbucks Club Fitness over there. And so we see a lot of people that, that come in from the radio show, and they're like, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I finally wanted to call. I mean, if you're one of those people, I'm just going to give you guys our contact information now, just so you can write this down, save this in your phone, and know how to get a hold of us. Because my thing is this: when there's people that are listening to the show day in, day out, I realize that this, I may be speaking straight to you today. I may be talking to you about yourself, your health, your spouse, someone in your family, maybe your kids, your grandkids. And I know it's going to hit home for a lot of you, whether it's this show or the next show or the following shows after that. So I wanted to give you guys our contact information. The best way to reach out to us, our website is www.drnickbarnes.com. So that's drnickbarnes.com. We have some amazing resources on there. Great way to get plugged into our clinic, our newsletter. It's awesome. The best way to reach out to us is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Today's show, as I said, we're going to be sending out a healthy smoothie recipe. This smoothie is our avocado green smoothie recipe. This is one of our favorites. So I want to get this into your hands. And so the best way to get this avocado green smoothie recipe is by simply picking up your phone and texting your email address, and we'll email you the avocado green smoothie recipe. The number to text in with your email address right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, guys, over this past week, my grandmother celebrated her 94th birthday, which is incredible. She's on one medication in this last year after a fall, and she broke her hip, and she also broke her shoulder. And so up until she was 93, no medications, and her health is still vibrant and well. She's recovered great from her surgeries. And she's doing incredible. I would say the only downfall right now is her mindset, because ever since March, April, May, she's been on lockdown. She hasn't been able to see me and or hug me or my kids. So she's not seeing her great grandkids. And so I know it's affecting her mental state. I just wanted to share the celebration that she's 94 years old, and our hope and prayers that things will open up as fast as possible so she can see her grandkids and her great grandkids. And so that's huge. And so as I was just thinking about that for her, and I was thinking about a lot of people out there who are stuck in a situation where they're isolated or they're secluded from their family, and my heart breaks for them. I know my grandmother is a strong German woman, so I would say strong/stubborn German woman. So we can imagine for people who aren't as strong or stubborn, I would say, their mindset could be suffering. And so my hope and prayers go out to them that this is going to lift, and it brings peace to the families and the people who are stuck in not just nursing homes, but hospitals and medical facilities where they can't see more than one person at a time. And so, you know, as we talk about that, I think there's, as we look at our healthcare system and our healthcare model, as we know, we talk about this almost every show, that it's broken. And it's broken not because the doctors are bad, not because the surgeons are bad, but because as a culture, we've driven our healthcare system to be a quick fix system, a pill for every ill system, our insurers better cover it system, and it's just not working. And so what happens is this: in North America, we make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. And so we know right now there's just a huge, the scales are tipping in the direction of sickness and disease and chronic lifestyle disease. And I think we got to wake up. And as a culture, I believe it's our individual and personal responsibility to say, listen, I'm going to take responsibility for my health. And I'm going to look at the actions I did or did not do to my body in the past and figure out, how do I change it today? And this is an interesting time of the year, because the beginning of the year, people have all these New Year's resolutions. Many times people want to lose 10, 15, 30, 50 pounds. Some people want to get off medication. Some people want to sleep better, have more energy, travel more, run more, read more, whatever it is. And so everyone wants to do more, right? Like, so lose more weight, eat more kale, read more books, right? Everyone uses that term, like, I want more, I want more. And the thing is that we have to think about human doings and human beings, right? We are human beings, which means that we have to be that person that we desire to be, because that's going to lead to the actions that we make, right? The action steps that we take, and the decisions that we make and the choices we make with our health, right? And so if we're like, I want to lose 50 pounds. Well, yeah, that's a great target. But at the same time, it's like, okay, so who do you have to be to lose that 50 pounds? What decisions do you have to make to lose that 50 pounds? Is it you can't tie your emotional health to food choices? That's a great first step, right? I'm not going to be the person that snacks at nighttime. I'm not going to eat that bowl of ice cream every night. Okay, that's a great place to start. Are you going to be that person that says, you know, I want my coffee black. I don't want the heavy cream or the coffee make cream, and I don't want the sugar and or the sweetened low or Splenda in my coffee. Are you going to be that person? That's what it takes. And so what happens is, the losing the weight, the target of that health goal that you have is merely, it's a side effect of the decisions and the choices you make because of who you are, right? So we are human beings. So we have to be that person that we want to be, not just do things. Because doing things, we may last 30 days, it may last 60 days, it may even last 90 days. But I will tell you that human doings is not sustainable. We have to be human beings. We have to be that different person, because what ends up happening is it builds our foundation, our truths, and the belief system that we have to take control of our health and have our belief system model our actions and vice versa, right? So if I believe I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, which I do, and I believe every one of you are, if we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and our bodies is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and our body's a vehicle to achieve amazing things here on earth, to experience amazing things here on earth, and to live life abundantly. Not just for yourself, but to serve your others, serve family, serve church, serve people at work, right? If that's my belief system and belief model, then my action steps will align with that 90% of the time, right? No one's perfect, guys. I mean, 10 to 20% of the time, we're going to fall off track. Don't get me wrong. But what happens is, if we believe we are fearfully wonderfully made, then our action steps, right, will support that belief system. If our action steps don't support that belief model, then that's a life of contradiction. And contradiction leads to destruction over time. Destruction in our health, as we're talking about that specifically. I see this a lot in the church, right, where the church is, you know what, I'm fearfully wonderfully made. God, my body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. But let's go eat fast food after church. Let's have donuts. Let's just ignore our body's health. Let's just be on chronic medication because I'm just going to pray over it. Guys, this is the thing. We are in the business of health, right? You are. You're in the business of your own health. He is in the business of healing, right? So we have to do our part, right, to focus on the healing principles and healing process. And honestly, guys, this time of year, it gives me excitement, if you can't tell in my voice, because people who've ignored their health all year are now like, wow, I actually care about my health. And so they transform what they're doing. But we have to figure out how to transform why we're doing it. We got to figure out how to transform why we're doing it, not just what we're doing. So who are you, or who do you have to be that person that reads 100 books in a year, or be that person that travels more, or be that person that loses 50 pounds, or gets off of medication, or goes to the gym 6 days a week? Who do you have to be? And obviously, I want you guys to think about that. I mean, that may not have a quick answer. You may not be prepared for that question, but that's okay. I think that we got to start to just have dialogue around the fire pit, you know, and say, hey, who do I got to be that person to achieve those goals? Because what I love about goal setting is that you have to write them down, right? You get to speak them out. You got to share them with other people. But what's great about goal setting is that as a side effect, you achieve that goal. As a side effect, you achieve that goal. And that's what I want you to focus on. That's what I want you to focus on is who do you have to be to achieve that goal? And one of those people that came into our clinic just this last month, her name's Sarah. Sarah's in her mid-30s. She has 4 kids. You can imagine what her health was like. She goes, I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to go back to the gym again. But every time I go back to the gym, I get back to exercising, I have this horrible neck pain that keeps me up at night. She goes, I was referred to your office by my trainer. My trainer says that not any chiropractor should look at me, but the chiropractic, but your office should take a look at me. And she said that you x-ray, right? And I go, yep, we x-ray the spine. And she goes, that's the first time I've ever heard that. I go, well, what's interesting is this, is obviously I care about how you feel, but more importantly, I care about how your body's functioning, because function leads to true health. And so I did a full exam of Sarah's spine, and we saw exactly what was going on the x-rays. We saw degeneration in her neck. There was disc spaces that were narrowed. There was bone sparing in her spine. And from the side of the neck, you should have a 45-degree curvature, and she was at 0 degrees. She lost 100% of the curvature in her spine, and she was shocked. She goes, no one ever told me this. She goes, I would have never known this. She goes, why don't they tell you this? I go, because they tell you after the fact when you need surgery. They tell you when you have numbness and tingling down your arms. And then they try to do surgery. And so what I'll tell you here, Sarah, is that we detected the problem, we can correct it, but it's going to take work and time. So we started to adjust Sarah's spine over the last 4 weeks, and she's been coming in frequently. She's been doing her rehab, getting her chiropractic care. And what's awesome is within 4 weeks, within 1 month, her neck pain is down by 80%. She's not taking more pills. She's not taking more potions or lotions, but literally she started to correct this problem in her spine. And we still got a ways to go with Sarah, but she's now experiencing true health and healing in her body. She's lost 5 pounds, which she couldn't lose that no matter how much she exercised, right? Because she's getting adjusted. Her body's healing. Her metabolism is increasing, and now she can sleep. And I wonder how many people are listening right now who are like Sarah, who are like, I have neck pain, but I don't know where to go. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And the first step is by coming into our clinic as a new patient appointment. Normally, to walk into our office, it's $150, which is for a new patient exam, which includes x-rays. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call right now, it's only $60. You save $90 by calling in right now to schedule a new patient appointment. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will answer the phone. We will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and I'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner and operator of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here seeing thousands of people in our clinic getting healthy and well. And it's awesome because we see families and generations of families getting healthy from birth to in their 90s. And what's cool is that when I see people healing generationally, I know that they have less chance of going to the hospital, less chance of being on a chronic medication, less chance of living life in a dimmed state or a place in life that's not bright, it's not shining, it's not abundant, but it's lacking, right? And as I said last segment, I go, listen, we're all about setting goals, and we talk about human doings and human beings. Like, if you're listening to the show now, my mission is to transform how you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease, so you can live to your God-given potential without drugs or surgery, right? And without living life subconsciously or, you know, in a dim state, right? We talked about how it starts with your mindset. Like, who do you have to be to achieve those goals, right? And so, you know, one of my colleagues always talks about, you know, be, do, have. You know, be, do, have. Be the person that you desire to be. Then you'll take the right actions, and you'll have what you want, right? And that's not like a universe thing. It's just reality, right? I mean, if you want to be the person that's going to lose 50 pounds, then you're going to do the things it's going to take to get there. Then you're going to have the goal you want, right? As I shared the story about Sarah last segment, as I told you, she has 4 kids, mid-30s. She was training like crazy. She was eating clean, but her neck pain was keeping her up at night. She had horrible neck pain, was scared of getting surgery, came to our clinic, and after a month, her neck pain's down by 80%. No more ibuprofen, no more Tylenol. You want to talk about a hot, happy mama? She's got her life back, and she's doing incredible. And the reason I share testimonies of our patients is because I believe you that are listening out there deserve to hear something good when it comes to health and healing. Not, oh, well, my aunt's in the hospital again, or grandma's in the hospital again, or my mom just got died with cancer. No. I believe you deserve to hear something good and positive hopeful when it comes to health and healing. Because I know there's people out there that you know, or someone you know, or maybe it's you, that is actually needs this message that we were designed to heal. Our body desires to heal, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that there's things that we can do today that's going to impact our health forever. There's things that we can do today that's going to mitigate the risk of disease, chronic illness, and that's what we're all about in our clinic. That's what we're all about on the show. But we got to transform our mind. We have to transform our mind. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about this show, one of the few things I want to talk about the show is medication use, chronic use of medication. You know, one of the things I'll talk about, the reason why I talk about this is that not to bash any doctors, not to bash the pharmaceutical companies, not to bash medications, but a lot of times these medications that were created were used for acute use, not chronic use over time. And so one of those medications is acid reflux medication, prescription acid reflux medication, the proton pump inhibitors. And so that what this does, it says, well, let's just talk about acid reflux first. So let's back up there. So when you have acid reflux, it means your body isn't able to digest the food you're consuming, okay? So what that means is the body says, well, we're going to try to create more acid, right? And that's the being uncomfortable part, the symptom part, to try to break down this food, right, and your chronic lifestyle. So if you're highly acidic, in general, your body's going to create more acidity, right? Now you eat more acidic food, your body's going to have to create more acid to produce it. So what we do in our culture, let's step back there. What we do now in our culture is that we get on a proton pump inhibitor, or we get on an acid reflux over-the-counter or prescription medication. We start taking it on a daily basis, and you never get off of it. And actually, you don't change your lifestyle or your nutrition at all. So is it you or your spouse or someone in your family that's taking acid reflux medication or Tums, either chronically or as needed, and never changing the diet, never changing lifestyle, never bringing the pH into balance? I know there's a lot of people listening that are probably in that boat, but I want to tell you that acid reflux medication, prescription medication specifically, were developed by pharmaceutical companies to be used by GI specialists, gastroenterologists, for no longer than 2 weeks at a time. That's right. Some of the prescription medication that you're taking right now for acid reflux medication was originally developed and formulated to be used no longer than 2 weeks at a time, and you're on it for 2 years or 20 years. It's unbelievable. It destroys our body, destroys our gut patterns, and we wonder why getting off of it is so hard, because your body said, well, you've been telling your stomach to shut up with this medication for years, and now you're saying, oh, now you can wake up and start producing what you got to produce to digest the food. So what that happens is acid reflux medication creates more acidity in the body, creates digestive issues down the road and even currently, and it affects your pH balance even more. So therefore, your body's more acidic. It can't digest the food. It can't assimilate. It can't absorb, because we're taking this medication all for comfort and not for lifestyle change. So if you're listening to this show and you're like, wow, what do I do with acid reflux medication? How do I do this, right? Well, it's a process to get off the medication, right? I can't tell you, and I won't tell you got the medication. I'll speak to you like family members if you come to the clinic, but you and your doctor should be focused on getting off of that. If your doctor doesn't have time to talk to you about nutrition or the health of your spine affecting your nutrition or affecting your digestive system, then you got to find another doctor. But I will tell you, we see a lot of people in our clinic with acid reflux medication. That's their number one symptom, and they get amazing results, because if there's damage in the spine and the lower neck and there's damage in the mid back, and then we look at their nutrition on top of that. Listen, if we start to fix the neck and the mid back and we start to fix their nutrition, their lifestyle drastically changes. And over time, the doctor says, well, let's try to get you off this medication. That happens often in our clinic. It happens often, because what happens is if you get so healthy in our clinic, your body no longer needs medication, right? So if you're taking an acid reflux medication, whether it's acutely or chronically, whether it's over-the-counter or prescription, listen, we got to start to ask more questions and figure out, why is this happening? Why do I have to continue to rely on this so I'm not miserable? There's things you can do that are going to impact you to get off of that. So listen, if you want more information, our number is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, as I think about digestive issues in our country and how many people come into our clinic who have their gallbladder taken out, you know, it's unbelievable, really. So side note, I had about 10 patients over the last couple of weeks come in, new patients come in with their gallbladder taken out, and they were never told any nutritional changes. They were never told why it was bad or what happened, da, 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 da. And I think it's just, we got to start to ask more questions, right? Especially if we're going to get a surgery or take a medication, we got to start to ask more questions. If we're not asking enough questions, listen, we're never going to get the answers that we need or want. And so one of the things, if you've had your gallbladder taken out, that's a huge sign that there's going to be some gut issues down the road, because if you don't have your gallbladder, you can't process fats properly. And so you got to start to ask more questions and start to alter and change your diet and the oils and the fats that you're consuming. And so the only oil that I would use if I had my gallbladder taken out is coconut oil or MCT oils. Coconut oil is one of those oils that you're going to want to consume if you don't have your gallbladder, if you don't have your gallbladder anymore, or if you have sluggish gallbladder, you're going to use coconut oil or MCT oils. The reason is MCT oils does not require your gallbladder to digest the oils. It doesn't. Coconut oil does not require your gallbladder to digest the oil. Olive oil does. Grapeseed oil does. Avocado oil does require your gallbladder. And so think about that. I mean, just taking one little change there, how much less stress would be on your gut patterns. And so, you know, as we think about the conversations we have about nutrition in our clinic, a lot of times it's like, I don't know what to do or where to go. Everyone's freaking out. But it's like, well, hold on. Let's change our mindset, change who we are, change our action, get the results that we want. One of those things that we want to do every show with you is by giving you recipes, right, to help just action steps. One of those things that you can do is today is text in your email address, and we'll send you this healthy avocado green smoothie recipe. It's awesome. Our patients love this. You're going to want to get this. And so the number to text in right now with your email address to get our avocado green smoothie recipe is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, one of those people that came into our clinic This is about 3 months ago now. His name's Jim. Jim came into the clinic. He heard us on the radio show. We were talking about shoulder pain. We were talking about gallbladder issues. We were talking about stomach problems. And Jim came in and Jim said, "Listen, I listen to your show often, but I feel like today you were speaking straight to me. And I'm sure there's going to be people calling over the break, scheduling a new patient appointment, saying, I feel like you were speaking to me about myself or about my husband or wife," right? And so Jim came in and he goes, "Listen, I've never been to the chiropractor before, but you know, I'm sick of suffering with shoulder problems. I'm sick of suffering with shoulder pain and neck pain. And now I'm getting numbness and tingling down my arm." He said, I don't really know what to do, but what intrigued me is that you said that if there's issues in the lower neck or upper back affecting the neck and shoulder and arm pain, those same nerves actually branch off and go to our esophagus, our trachea, our stomach, our gallbladder area. And, you know, he goes, I didn't believe you because no one ever told me that connection, but I looked up the nervous system health and the health of the spine and how it controls your organs. And he goes, just as you said, the internet said that if there's issues in the spine, it's going to impact these nerves that go to these organs. And he goes, no one ever correlated that for me. And he goes, and you were the first person to do that. And he goes, I have answers now. I have answers. And so we sat down with Jim. We went over his health history. We figured out what his health goals are. We want to know where he wants to take his health. And we said, Jim, so what happened in the past that would have contributed to neck pain, shoulder pain, numbness and tingling, and even stomach issues? He said, well, I played football. I played hockey. I had multiple concussions growing up. Now I'm a contractor, and I'm a carpenter, and I feel like I just destroy my body. And so we said to him, we go, listen, we got to see what your spine looks like. And so we did a full exam of Jim's spine. We found damage on his x-rays in his lower neck and his upper back. He had a scoliosis that no one ever told him about, and there was bone spurs and arthritis in his neck. They had no idea. And so we told Jim, like, listen, if we reduce this damage and tension in these nerves in this lower neck and upper back, that's going to help you with your digestive system, but also it's going to help you with your numbness and tingling in your arms and your shoulder pain and your neck pain. He goes, listen, I don't want to be on any medications anymore, so I'm willing to do anything. So Jim started to come to the clinic often and frequently to get chiropractic care and spinal rehab in our office. And what's awesome is now when I talk to Jim is that his posture is changing. His numbness and tingling is 100% gone. His neck pain is down by 50%. His stomach issues are 100% better. No acid reflux medication, no gallbladder attacks. And Jim says, now I'm not scared to eat anything bad. He goes, I know you wouldn't approve of some of the stuff I eat, but before I was scared to eat some of these things with how my stomach responded and how my gut responded. But now I'm not scared anymore. Now I'm not scared. And so we x-rayed Jim's spine after about 3 months, and Jim's spine improved by 70%. Pressure's off the disc spaces. The scoliosis is reducing. The curvature of the neck's coming back. It all started with Jim coming to the clinic. But if Jim would have done nothing about it, if he would have done nothing about his problems, things would have kept getting worse over time. See, there's three things you can do when you have a symptom. One, do nothing about it. It's going to get worse. Two is you can medicate for it, which is false hope, and it's going to get worse. And three is you can actually correct the problem. Jim said, I want to fix the problem. And that's exactly what we started to do, is we started to fix the problem. Now Jim's excited about the future, not worried about his career ending shortly because of his symptoms. But it all started with him coming to the clinic and getting a new patient appointment and a full set of x-rays. Now, normally to come into our office for a new patient appointment and a full set of x-rays is $150, but if you're listening to the show right now and you want to schedule right now, it's only $60 for a new patient appointment and x-rays, which is awesome. You save $90 by calling in now to schedule. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in St. Louis region, located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. We're right next to Starbucks, Club Fitness, Steinmart, where Steinmart used to be. And so we're in that newer development center. And we see people come in our office 1 hour one-way drives, 2 hour one-way drives. And so I will tell you that There's amazing healing that's occurring in our clinic, and it's starting with the mindset, then looking at the spine, then nutrition, and then focusing on exercise and movement, and then detoxing. It is a five-step approach to health and healing, and it is based off the five essentials, right? So these are essentials for your health, not just good ideas, but we have to move our joints. We have to detox at some level. We have to eat clean. We have to get our spine examined, corrected, adjusted, maintained for the rest of our life. Chiropractic is not a luxury. It is vital for your health and healing. I'll say it again. Chiropractic is not a luxury. It's absolutely vital for your health and healing. Why? Because chiropractic not only impacts the health of your spine, which, by the way, there's no such thing as spinal replacements or spinal implants, okay? You only have one spine. And when your spine is healthy and taken care of, your nervous system, which is housed in the spine, is going to function at 100, as close to 100% as possible. It is a fact. Research proves it, that your spine must be straight down from the back. You must have shoulders that are even, hips that are even. If your hips are out of position, if your spine is curved where it shouldn't be curved, if one shoulder is higher than the other, that causes damage and stress on your central nervous system and your disc spaces and your joints, your ligaments, and tendons. From the side, you must have 345-degree curves in your spine. It's not just a luxury. It's an absolutely vital thing. So if you've lost these curves in your spine, that puts damaging pressure on the spinal cord, the nerve system, the ligaments, joints, and tendons. Not Dr. Nick research, medical research. But we're told to go to the chiropractor when we hurt. And did you guys realize that we only feel 10% of our body at any given time? Can you imagine that? We only feel 10% of our body at any given time. So we have to recognize that healing and function happens way before feeling bad. Okay? It's not based off of how you feel. It's based off of how you heal. That's it. It's based off of how you heal, not how you feel. Okay? And so over this show, we've been talking about people who are healing. Sarah, who's been under care for 4 weeks. Her neck pain is 80% gone. Talked about Jim, who's shoulder pain, neck pain, acid reflux. 3 months of care. Spine's improving dramatically. His symptoms are nearly 100% gone. Why do we share these testimonies? So we can have hope. We also talked about acid reflux and how getting on a medication isn't always the right thing to do. Staying on it is definitely not the right thing to do. The segment I wanted to really hit on, anxiety and depression medications. I know this is a sensitive topic, but I have the nudge to talk about it. Why? Because we've just seen a huge influx of people who are getting on it and staying on it and new patients coming in. And a conversation I had with a patient just yesterday, she says, I want to lose weight. I want to have better, more energy. I want to have more sleep. I want to get rid of my lower back pain. And I asked her what medication she's taking. She goes, well, I take Zoloft. And I go, how long have you been on that? She goes, well, I got on it for postpartum depression. Wait for it. 10 years ago. And the doctor never took me off of that. Think about that. Think about how crazy that is. Right? Listen, there is a place for anxiety, depression medication. Don't get me wrong. There's definitely a place for it. There's a place for it. People who are literally hormone imbalanced, like legitimate brain chemistry changes. So I'm not being insensitive to that, but I do want to warn you. These medications are ranking as one of the highest prescribed medications in America, especially since COVID. It is skyrocketing on how high these medications are being prescribed, anxiety and depression medication. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable how many people are getting put on these medications without an end date. That's the concern I have. That's a concern I have is that these medications in crisis situations, in acute situations, in short-term situations is what they were prescribed, what they actually formulated for. Zoloft and these other types of anti-anxiety, anti-depression medications were never meant for chronic use for your lifetime. They were never meant for that. They were meant for acute crisis situations. So what happened is the formula started off with, okay, someone lost their husband or someone lost a child or postpartum depression or whatever the crisis is, right? They would be put on a medication, but they usually had about 30 to 90-day prescriptions max. That's it. But now we're being put on these medications for 30 years. It's unbelievable, right? And what happens is that it changes our brain chemistry. And it's are they hard to get off of? Yes, they're very hard to get off of. Is it possible? Yes, we see it all the time in our clinic. not with me taking people off of the medications, but with patients focusing on their mindset, their spine, nutrition, and exercise, and detoxing. And then what happens is over time, with the help of their medical doctor and them start to reduce the need for these medications. And so people become medication free in our clinic, because not that I'm taking them off of them, because we allow the body to experience true health and healing. And what happens is the side effect, the goal that these patients have, the doctor starts to take them off the medication. But I will encourage you to do a check-in with your medication list. Why are you taking that medication? What doses are you taking? How long have you been on it? And what's the game plan to reduce it? Do you even have a game plan? Has a doctor even asked you about a game plan? Because that's, I think, where the injustice is occurring. Most patients don't realize that a lot of these medications that were used for acute situations are now being used as a lifestyle. I'll tell you, medication cannot be used as a lifestyle treatment. If you've lifestyled your way into a situation, you have to lifestyle your way out. If you've ended up in a situation with your health acutely, then you have to get yourself out of there acutely, right? For instance, if you break your arm, you go to the urgent care, go to the ER, they x-ray you, they say, okay, this is an acute injury, you fractured your arm, now we have to acutely treat it and aggressively treat it with what? A cast, splint, or surgery, right? And what happens is 6, 8, 12 weeks later, you take the cast off because now you're done with the acute treatment and now you're back to supporting your body with a healthy lifestyle, right? So they acutely treated an acute injury. We can't chronically treat an acute injury. That's what's happening in our culture. It's just not working because we're not willing to change our lifestyle. So we got to ask more questions. So I would encourage you as listeners to do a medicine or medication inventory. You got to do this for you or your spouse or your loved ones. You just have to, right? Because getting on a medication chronically is not going to fix it. We just know it. I mean, it's not going to fix it. It may hide it, but it won't fix the problem. We're also seeing this with cholesterol medications, where people were putting on cholesterol medications because their numbers were high. Well, what was their life like before they tested them for blood work? Were they stressed? Did they not sleep at night? Were they going through hormonal changes? Were they eating sugar like crap? Were they not sleeping? What was it, right? Because what happens is this. Cholesterol is created by your body. 60 to 70% of your cholesterol in your body is created by your own body, right? So is your body trying to harm itself or is it trying to help itself? You guys should know this by now. It's trying to help itself, right? And cholesterol is one of those things where, well, what if it's up for a reason? What if it's up to help you? We can't just medicate for it because now medication reduces your cholesterol numbers, therefore causing muscle wasting, causing brain fog, causing discomfort and pain, and affecting your muscle, the muscle mass in your body, and affecting gut health. I mean, it affects everything, right? And so one of those people that came in that was on cholesterol medications that was just like, I'm trying to treat my problems with cholesterol medication, it's not working. Her name was Jennifer. Jennifer suffered with headaches, neck pain, mid-back pain, shoulder pain. She said it was all correlated. She thought it was all correlated to high cholesterol and high blood pressure. And her doctor was putting on her cholesterol medication, blood pressure medication, and she just didn't know what to do. And she came into the clinic. Her husband called in from the radio show and said, listen, I know my wife's probably not going to like this, but I feel like you're talking to me about her. Like, I feel like I need to call. I feel like I need to get her a new patient appointment scheduled so that she can come into the clinic and see if you can help. And so we did. We brought her in and we said, listen, you know, Jennifer, you're having headaches 5 days a week. You have neck pain, mid-back pain. You're being put on medications for these. How do you feel like it's working? She goes, I feel like it's getting worse. I go, so the medication isn't working. Your numbers aren't bad, but your pain's getting worse. And she goes, yes. I go, have you ever been to a chiropractor? She goes, no, I was told chiropractors are for crazy people. And I go, well, I guess you're crazy now, right? We laughed about that. And she goes, no, I've been to PT. I've been to massage. Nothing's working. I go, listen, this is going to be completely different, but we got to see what your spine looks like on x-rays. We have to. And from the side and the neck, you should have a 45-degree curvature in the shape of a C, and hers was at 10 degrees. She had lost 35 degrees in her spine. There was damaging pressure on the nerves in her upper neck, putting pressure on the brainstem that affects brain chemistry and the nerves that go straight to the head. She had an answer for the first time in years. We started to adjust Jennifer's spine. Started to take pressure off the brainstem, started to relieve the tension in the nervous system, and her body started to heal. Her body started to heal. Headaches went away. Neck pain's 90% gone. She's sleeping better. She has more energy and she has her life back. She goes, if I didn't come here, it would have been way worse at this point. So I wonder how many people are listening right now who are like Jennifer, who have nowhere to go. The first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill. And normally to come in off the street for a new patient appointment and x-rays, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. You save $90 by coming in and calling in right now. And so this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. To schedule a new patient appointment and see if we can help you get well and healthy, call this number, 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region that believes that you were designed to heal, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that your body is an amazing healing machine, that you are not a victim of your environment, that you are not pieced together, that as you get older, you don't get sicker, and health is not determined and dictated by your genetics and your age. Why? Because research proves it. We believe that if you apply the principles of health and healing to your body with time, your body will begin to heal and you'll be the healthiest version of you you can possibly be. The conversation I had with my patients over this last couple weeks was, I say, how much healthier are you now than you were a year ago? As many times, I'm the same way. We don't really assess where we are as much as we assess where we want to go. And quite frankly, we don't assess where we've been to compare to where we want to go with our health and finances and relationships and, you know, whatever it is, right? And so I was encouraging my patients to not only set goals and what does that future you look like and feel like, and what does that future life look like? But I was also encouraging them to say, okay, well, where did you come from these 12 months? And the conversation was very similar across the board. It was, my health is dramatically different now than it was a year ago in my clinic. I feel younger. I'm on less medications. I'm 20, 30 pounds lighter. I'm happier. This place has given me hope about health and healing, that my health is not determined and dictated by my genetics and my age. There was no one in my clinic that said, I'm more unhealthy now than I was a year ago. It's just a fact. You want to do a double-blind study? I asked 600 people this. 600 people. No one said, some people said, I'm about the same. Some people said that, 10%, because they didn't put the work in, right? But 90% of the people were like, oh, I'm healthier now than I was a year ago. And guess what? And I always followed up with, and by the way, you're 1 year older than you were a year ago. So does age determine your health? And they said with a smile on their face, I guess not, or no, right? And so what happens in our culture is that we just believe the lies. And as a listener to my show and a patient in my clinic, a family or friend of mine, stop believing the lies that as you get older, you get sicker. Stop believing the lies that your parents had it, so you're going to have it. That is crap. Stop believing the lies that you're going to be one of the statistics that 5 out of 6 Americans will die from heart disease and cancer. That is the stat right now. 5 out of 6 Americans will die from heart disease or cancer. So when people hear that, many of them be like, well, I'm going to be the 5 out of 6. No. If you're a patient in my clinic and you're doing what we're encouraging you to do, we're going to be the 1 out of 6. We're going to be the stat that's the minority. So what does that look like? We got to do things drastically different than everyone else in our culture. What are we going to do different that's going to set us aside from everybody else? Do we believe we're fearful and unafraid? Do you believe your body's designed to heal, that it desires to heal and is designed to heal, and that your body works on this, off of a symphony of cellular reactions happening every single millisecond with hundreds of organs, hundreds of thousands of hormones going through the body? Your body's responding to your environment every single millisecond. And so do we believe that our body's an amazing machine, and are we willing to support it with the lifestyle decisions we choose to make? Because at the end of the day, there is power in choice, and it is your choice. That are we going to invest into our health now on our own terms and experience true health and healing? Or do we wait to invest into our sickness and disease and merely get back to feeling okay? Maybe. But then you have a chronic illness, a chronic disease, you're on medication, you're overweight, you're unhappy. What do you want? What do you want the future you to look like? And I'm passionate about this because I care about you. I feel like if you're listening to my show, it's not by chance, but it's by purpose. There's a reason you're listening to the show. whether you've listened to it for years or you just happen to turn it on, there's a reason that you're listening to the show, is that to be set aside and set apart and expect different things out of your health and your life. To be expectant of true health and healing with no drugs, no surgeries. Think about that. Let's be expectant of true health and healing without drugs or surgeries. Let's not expect to die from COVID. Let's not expect to have us to get a surgery. Let's not expect to be 50 pounds overweight after the holidays. No. Let's expect something drastically different in health and healing. And so we want to infuse the principles of health and healing into your life by what we do in our clinic, through Facebook articles, through newsletters sending out to you, through recipes. And so I want to send you a recipe now. It is our avocado green smoothie recipe, and I want to make sure you get this into your hands. And all you got to do is simply text in your email address. This is an amazing smoothie. It's healthy fats, so good for you. The number to text in with your email address so you can get this avocado green smoothie recipe is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, as I think about you as listeners, tuning in to someone who's yelling at you first thing to start your day, I just want to let you know that I'm passionate and I'm compassionate about people who are suffering with illness, sickness, and disease acutely and or chronically. And so my hope and prayer is that I'm ripping you out of the sick care, crisis care model that we have now and putting you into a new healthcare delivery system focused on the five essentials of health and healing: your healthy mindset, your healthy spine, clean eating, healthy exercise and movement, and detoxing. These five essentials are not just good ideas, but they're actually essential for your health. We talked about Jennifer, who suffered with headaches on the show today. We talked about Jim, who suffered with neck pain and shoulder pain. We talked about Sarah, who suffered with neck pain. All these people were on medications and told there's no hope. Now they're in our clinic. There are no medications. They're healing. They're feeling incredible. Why? Because they deserve to. And so do you. We deserve to experience what true health and healing is: drug-free, surgery-free, and to be hopeful, not hopeless. Because a lot of us in our culture hold on to that prescription pad or prescription piece of paper as our bill of hope, or our prescription, our bill of, we can have an excuse that my blood pressure just runs in my family, that, you know, it's been a hard year, so I need this pill, that I have neglected my health, so I do need this prescription medication, that I eat like crap most of the time and I don't want to feel miserable, so I'm going to take this over-the-counter medication, that I'm really stressed, so I need this pill. I'm sad. I need this pill. I can't sleep. I need this pill. I don't have energy. I need this pill. My organs are failing me prematurely. I think I need this pill. I can't digest my food, so I need this pill. Think about that. We've been taught as a culture to look outside in, meaning what do I need to take and or ingest or rub on my skin, pills, potions, or lotions, outside in to experience health and healing. When the reality is this, that true healing and true health comes from within. My office is called Health From Within, not because it's a fancy marketing name, but because literally your health and healing comes from within your body, not outside in. Your health and healing comes from within your body, not outside in. And I think we forget that over time, because even with supplements, even with oils, even with nutrition, we're like, well, if I eat this, then this is what's going to happen. If I take this, this is what's going to happen. But reality is there's only one system that controls the healing potential in your body, and that is your central nervous system. Your brain, your spinal cord, or your nervous system controls your cells, organs, and tissues. For your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain sends signals hardwired down through the spinal cord across the nerve roots to go out to every cell, tissue, and organ in your body. It literally happens no other way. And a healthy lifestyle does not control the healing process. Hear me on this, but it contributes to healing process. So as a patient in my clinic, when I'm adjusting your spine and we're correcting your spine biomechanically and you're doing all your rehab, you're doing everything great, you're healing, you're doing awesome, I'm not going to say, hey, it doesn't matter, eat Big Macs and drink six packs of beer every night, continue drinking your soda, it's okay, don't drink any water, no, it's fine, don't exercise, that's fine. No, I say this, we're going to focus on getting your body to heal from the inside out. by affecting the most important system in your body, which is the central nervous system. But also, and I want you to change the things that you're doing to your body outside of the clinic so that it contributes to the healing process, and wait for it, it speeds up the healing process. So a lifestyle can slow down your healing or can speed up your healing, but it will never control your healing. This is why we see some of the best athletes in the world who are suffering from sickness, symptoms, and disease, who are on medications. They look super fit from the outside. They have an 8-pack. They're taking the best supplements. They're eating the cleanest food. They have the best smoothies, the best protein shakes. But why are they sick and suffering? Because lifestyle does not control the healing process, but it contributes to the healing process. So don't throw your smoothie away. Don't throw your apple out the window and go for the donut. Don't not exercise, right? And so I want you to hear me on this, that we have to have a healthy spine, and then our lifestyle has to contribute to the healing process. It doesn't control it, though. One of those people that thought that that chiropractic care just didn't fix anything, his name's George. George came into the clinic. He's in his early 60s. He's an athlete. He's a cyclist. He's done multiple triathlons and marathons. Super fit guy. Takes the best supplements in the world. Amazing, amazing nutritional program. Detoxing all the time. Great mindset. He's a Christian, and he's super positive guy. But he goes, "Dr. Nick, I feel like my low back pain is always there." And I go, "What have you done for your spine?" And he goes, "Well, I stretch, I do yoga, I get massaged sometimes." I go, "No, no. What have you done for the health of the biomechanics of your spine?" He goes, "Oh, I was never told I needed to do that. I thought chiropractic was for acute back pain." And then it goes away, and then it comes back. I go, no, "George, we got to see what's going on in your spine. We got to see the health of your spine." So we did a full exam of George's spine. We knew if he did nothing about it, he would have gotten worse, and he knew that too. You can't take supplements to get rid of this. You can't put enough oils on there to get rid of it. You can't eat biofreeze this away. And he laughed. He goes, "That's funny. That's exactly what I've been doing. I've been taking so much turmeric, so much curcumin, so much fish oils, juicing. I've been getting all this crazy stuff rubbing on my back, and nothing's working." And so we did a full exam of George's spine, did a full set of x-rays, and saw that from the side in his lower back, he should have a 45-degree curve from the side. It acts as a spring. His was at 0 degrees. He'd lost 100% of the curvature in his spine from years of trauma and overuse injuries. And now he had bone spurs, disc degeneration, and there's no way his body was going to heal until we got a curvature back. So we started to adjust George's spine. Within 2 months, his curve went from 0 degrees to 30 degrees out of 45. The pain went away. He started getting better times racing and realized, wow, chiropractic is about function, not necessarily just pain. Now he's hopeful that he can do the things he wants to do for the rest of his life. I wonder how many people are listening who have back pain and don't know where to go. The first step is by coming to our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And normally to come in off the streets for a new patient appointment and x-rays, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call now, you save $90. It's only $60. Only $60 for a new patient appointment and x-rays, which is crazy to see if we can help you. And so this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call now. When you call, answer the phone. We'll schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Thank you so much for tuning in today's show. It's been awesome. We're getting calls off the hook, and I will give you a call back if you did get a voicemail. Tune in next time, and God bless.
Get more at 971talk.com.